Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had one post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In this post, we introduced a study where the authors found that after an anterior cruciate ligament or ACL reconstruction, whole body vibration, coupled with a rehabilitation protocol, increases knee extensor and flexor strength. If we take a closer look at this post, we find that the authors completed a randomized controlled trial to assess the efficacy of whole body vibration after an ACL reconstruction among 38 female volleyball and basketball players. The authors excluded people if they had a concomitant ligament or meniscal injury, or had a previous injury or surgery to either limb. All participants were initially treated with the same 13-week rehabilitation program, but at the 13th week, participants were randomly allocated to a control group or to a whole body vibration group, which stood on a platform that was set at an amplitude of 2.5 millimeters at 26 hertz of frequency. All participants completed the same protocol. However, participants in the control group performed the exercises on the whole body vibration platform while it was off, therefore there was no vibration on the platform. Treatment sessions then continued in this manner for 8 weeks. The authors evaluated the participants using a Biodex isokinetic knee flexion and extension strength test at the time of randomization and after 8 weeks of treatment. On average, participants treated with whole body vibration had greater strength gains than those in the control group. The results of this study are important because they suggest that whole body vibration is a viable treatment option for patients following an ACL reconstruction. For clinicians that have access to a whole body vibration training system, an ACL rehabilitation program with whole body vibration may be beneficial. But for clinicians who lack access to a whole body vibration training system, they may want to seek out more information before deciding to implement this treatment or to consider if there are other rehab techniques that may be implemented instead. It'll be interesting to see if whole body vibration influences other factors such as return to play or risk of re-injury. In the meantime, whole body vibration may be a nice complement to a traditional ACL rehabilitation program for those who have these systems. For everyone else, it remains unclear if this study should convince you to go buy a whole body vibration system, but it highlights another benefit of potentially using these systems. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a blog post by Beth Wolf, who wrote for the BOC page on what athlete trainers need to know about ADHD. And if you're an athlete trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice use, then please check out our 6 online courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the BOC page blog on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.